serious stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday. You know what that means. New night, new time, same show. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. Ladies, let's go.
Hello.
Wow.
Our new Friday.
Yeah. So this is different.
I know. This so we really have a different. Whole new audience. And if you're driving, wondering, hey, what is this Hollywood Connections all about? It's about getting you connected in show business with film directors, agents, producers, casting directors, celebrities. And so much more.
And all the good stuff.
All good stuff.
All good stuff.
So today, actually, we're just going to do 7 to 8. And then next week, we're going to do
8 to 9.
8 to 9 will be on.
Yes.
And you know why, Denise?
Well, yeah, because it's for the little babies.
Right. And yeah. I'm in the schools coming up called Be Cool, Stay in right. School. And we don't want them to be on our Monday nights and too late. They got to get their homework done. So
get that homework
and
done.
And on top we of it, you want your producer to be able to set up the cameras and the lights in there.
Well, we weren't going to say that, but
well,
leave it up to the kids.
I'm going
to
say it.
We have our producer, Peter Blake, that has a sports web show on Saturday. And he is a production himself and at Peter Blake Productions. And he set up some amazing cameras because
yes,
we are
did.
On VH2 TV network as well as
Life Vision
TV.
Yeah.
So before we start, I sent you the Life Vision commercial
I
as well. And let's play this because we want to thank our networks that we're on.
And when we come back, Peter can tell us all about his show.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we have a super VIP call-in that's added to the show.
That's cool.
All right, we'll be right back.
Internet. What would you get? Well, here's the answer. You would get the next generation of television. And we call it Life Vision TV. Watch over 600 channels and on-demand programming that will give you endless hours of great entertainment and inspiration. Featuring top-notch movies, ministries, music, news, sports, as well as Netflix, Hulu, Pandora. And there's tons of other premium, on-demand, and free entertainment. Just plug this little Roku box into your TV, and you're ready to watch. It's that easy. All you need is a Roku, high-speed internet connection, and your TV to watch the next generation of television. And on top of all of that, the best part is Life Vision makes it possible for you to have your own show on television for free. So what are you waiting for? Call. Life Vision TV today.
So we're you're talking about Light Vision is looking for programming as well.
Yeah, and you guys really need to check those. Like, they do a lot of live video feeds and with Bishop Carroll and his wife. Mm-hmm. And they are really uplifting and inspirational. I mean, sometimes I go back and listen to them, although they've already been recorded. It's just awesome to go back and hear, because you always hear something different. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we're going to get over to their studios, Denise, you and I. We'll have to do a shout-out over there with them, with us.
Yay!
And get them back here. Yay. So we're excited. And I know we have our VIP. Any call-ins yet?
Not yet. I thought we had somebody on, but they're not on anymore.
That's okay.
So it's just us.
I know. So in the meantime,
just the three of us.
We're having a love fest today, you know?
We can make it if we try. Just the three of us.
That's right. I like that.
You and I.
So I like that. So Peter, we also have our VH2 TV network commercial we're going to play in just a minute as well. But in the meantime, I want to set up Denise's interview she did with Mama Ali.
Oh, and that was so cool to talk to her. She is just awesome. I love her dearly. She is my new best friend now.
She is Muhammad Ali's first wife, and she came all the way over here to the station.
Yes, she did.
She was a great interview, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Awesome.
I know, and she has a children's book. She's got some things. So let's go to Denise's interview with Mama Ali. Enjoy, because this is what we do when we're not in the studio.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Niecy P of Hollywood Connections, VH2 TV Network, and Life Vision TV, and we are here with the lady that I know. Affectionately as Mama Ali.
Eric, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
How are you?
I am just fine. Now, I heard you talking earlier with Ramses about a book. A coloring book that you're working on. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I have. I've been working on manners and etiquettes for kids and adults.
Okay.
So I have a 10-volume collection series about manners on different ages levels.
Okay.
So the first one that's out now is volume one, which is called good old-fashioned values and good manners.
Okay.
And that introductory volume covers all ages. So it's like an introduction cover.
Okay, so how did you come up with being a coloring book, since it's dealing with
Because
all
I like
ages?
The color. When I was a kid, I loved the color, and you don't usually learn anything other than stand inside the line.
Okay.
So I made a coloring book that you can always remember. Certain things you see in the coloring book, like manners.
Okay.
So instead of them reading a lot, they remember pictures.
Okay.
So I made it the first time. It's the first time coloring book that teaches manner ever.
Wow.
Yeah, I did my little research.
Oh, my goodness.
So there is not a coloring book that teaches manners anywhere when I did mine.
Okay.
But you know what? A lot of times people will continue when they see an idea, they'll create one. But mine's just the first coloring book that teaches manners.
Oh, that is
so as they color, they're learning at the same time.
Right, right. Now, I also heard you say something about sponsors, because you need sponsors for the book. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if someone wanted to get in touch with you to sponsor, help sponsor your book, how would they get in touch with you? What would they do?
Well, what they would do to be a sponsor for the coloring book is they would go to tko2020@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. That means technical knockout.
Okay.
tko2020@yahoo.com and present your business card or a logo that you would like in a coloring book. Yes. But it's
yesterday.
It's a one-time fee.
Okay.
And as the coloring book travels around the United States, your business is being exposed as a sponsor of a 5-star business.
Wow, that is so awesome.
Yes.
And it's exposure for the other businesses in addition to the coloring book, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And these are the businesses we guarantee people use all the time for our readers.
Okay.
So it's like a one-shot deal where when people promote their business, they're continually spending money on their business. But this is a one-time shot. And that coloring book will travel all over the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
You also have a casting company, don't you?
Yes. I was working on some films as an executive producer. So I decided to create a casting company since I'm helping a lot of people in their films. And if you wanted to be casted in one of my films, the best way is to enter into casting company.
Okay.
And you can do that by going to the greatest casting agency at AOL.com.
Okay.
And present your photograph and resume.
Oh, okay. Well, I just might do that. I just might send her my
resume. There you go. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, Mama, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, because I know that you got to go get lunch
yes,
and stuff,
yes.
And we're doing the pageant. So thank
I
you
love
so
the pageant.
Good.
I think it's great. I want to always be a judge here at the pageantry.
Okay, and one more favor. Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you say hello to Dawn?
Hi, Dawn Reese. How are you? And thank you always. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Go
All
get
right.
you
love
some lunch.
Give me a shout out.
Lisa, shout out.
Yeah.
So that is a super cool interview,
yeah.
I know.
I had to have her give you a shout out. That was really cool.
I know. So I know we have Eric Zuli. Is he on right now?
He's on.
Okay, well, before we say hi to Eric, I want to give a shout out to Jeremiah Knight. Jeremiah is one of my really good friends. He's also with Easy Way, I think. But he is just all over us, telling us how wonderful you are. You're just as wonderful, Jeremiah. We love you, we love you, we love you. Okay, hi, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Hollywood Connection.
Hi. We had you at 7:30, but you're good because we are just me and Denise today. So
yeah.
We're going to talk to you for about 10 minutes and talk about Easy Way and all the wonderful things. You are live, actually, on
well,
all
I'm
of our social media.
So you're all
live.
Right.
I don't know. There's talking in the background. Are you one of a speaker, Eric?
No, I'm in a car right now, and I know you guys can hear the talking in the background, but they're hanging up right now because they're getting my signal. Like, hang up the phone because I'm on radio. All right,
thank
so there you.
You
go.
Thank you.
What's up, Don? What's up, Denise?
Hey, sweetie.
The man of marketing, the man of branding, I'll tell you.
He's just a man of everything.
He's branding,
just a
marketing.
Man of everything. You guys need to go to Easy Way and just check out all of the things that Eric has going on. It's just awesome. And it's really amazing that he has so much energy. Every time you see Eric, he is just so much. He's like the Energizer Bunny, you know? He has so much energy, and I love that. And so positive. I love it.
So, Eric, tell us what you're working on, what people need to do, how they can add you to Facebook and everything. So take it away.
Well, you know, I'm an influential person, and I know I'm an influential person because I'm coming on the cover of Influential People magazine. That's kind of cool. That's going to be on
August.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So that's going to be on August 15th. It'll be all over our social media. So if you are on our group, Easy Way Fam Club, it's FAM, Easy Way Fam Club on Facebook, you'll definitely see that. And we just got back from hanging out with Stedman, Oprah's partner.
I saw that. I'm like, way to go, Stedman. You're with Oprah's boyfriend. I just like, wow. And you're working so closely with him on some major things as well.
Yeah, well, he's got his Youth Success Network, so we're part of that now. And you know, we're doing what we can for the youth.
I know.
We have, our TV network, we just put out the fall season, so you'll find The Jungle Book and Gilligan's Island and, you know, a lot of the fun stuff on TV, on Easy Way TV now, so that's kind of cool.
That's exciting. And also, you know, I just had a flight attendant friend of mine call me, and I gave her your information, and she needs branding and marketing. She has a show. So, you know, tell everybody why the branding and marketing is so important for what you do and how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got my commercial. You should play that. I sent that to you earlier.
Hold on. Right now, we're going to play that. We'll be right back. This is Eric Zuli with EasyWay.com. We'll be right back. Right back. And we'll be right back.
I'm Eric Zuli, one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. Are you looking to expand your brand, increase your reach, boost your business? Are you tired of not getting results? Well, check out Easy Way Promotions, powered by EasyWayNetwork.com. Call 877-399-2929 or text letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y to the number 55678. We'd be glad to welcome you to our Easy Way family.
And
I'm available for voiceovers and commercials. commercials. That actually sounded pretty good.
It did sound very good. We love it. We love it. And Eric, I have to write my testimony. I want to tell you, since Eric and I have been working together, and like I said, I think we're related through ancestry. I got to check on that. Seriously. But, you know, he's got the easy way Hollywood. I got Hollywood connections. And Eric, your testimony will be coming in by tomorrow. But he has opened the doors for me as well. And we want to thank you because CoachTheWorld.com.
Yeah.
CoachTheWorld.com. Mm-hmm. Dear Jesse, I want to tell you, I'm
Hi,
up there.
Jesse.
She's watching too.
She's watching. Yeah.
And I'm up there as an expert in what I do. And you can train with me. You can train with Eric. He's up there. And so is Denise.
Yep.
And that's.
Well, I haven't got up there yet, but I'm on my way.
I thought you were working on it.
I am working on it. I haven't got there yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay. And also, Eric, with we had a powwow meeting the other day on the phone. We can't really announce it yet, or can we? Sort of, or not?
Well, I don't know what the meeting was about, so I can't say yes or no.
You were
about?
On the phone with me. You called me.
Oh, you're talking about with you and I. I thought you were having a power with Coach of the World. By the way, I love Jared Jesse and her dad and Coach of the World. They're great clients of ours and members, and I think they've gotten like 40 something members since they signed up with us, and so it's rocking. It literally is the Craigslist and Uber of the
yeah. It really
world.
Is.
That's definitely
is.
True.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we can tell them what we got going on. we are working with a company called Parent You Up. I'm not going to say too much, but Parent You Up is a very large company that helps parents and youth and things like that. And we're going to, you know, bring on Don and the Hollywood Connections crew and Denise, you know, for a youth kind of mentorship with reporters and give them the opportunity to really go to some pretty big things. And train them and teach them how to do that, and we're, you know, putting together a whole plan and program for parents and youth. And so I'm not going to tell you all the really cool stuff until they come on your show. They can tell you all the goodies, but that's something that we're in development with, and I think it's really awesome. And we'll be putting them on the Easy Way Network, Easy Way TV, and which is on DirecTV and all that stuff. And so it's going to be pretty exciting for the youth. And stay tuned because there's going to be a TV show that we're going to kind of start working with, and a lot of opportunity and on an audition perspective for the youth out there, age 5 all the way to age 18. So really exciting stuff for sure.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, especially, you know, Eric, we were talking about, I have the Be Cool, Stay in School segment where I'll be back in the schools talking to the youth, and that's just going to go hand in hand, and that's such a blessing, you know. And you know what's really neat, Eric? I was going to tell you, I'll tell you a story, but this woman I met today, which was amazing, she's a nurse. I was with somebody at a doctor's office today, and she wants to go in the schools and talk about something about drug habits and children not getting on drugs and pills, and I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. Her name is Dana, so a shout out to you. I know she's listening, but
shout out to Dana.
I know, and also Eric, the anti-bullying. You're very into that as well, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah, I've had 3 near-death experiences in my life. Bullying was a part of it, and we work with a lot of bullying organizations, and so we're going to be very much into that. I mean, we're setting up a lot of tours, and a lot of our Easy Way influencers are really a part of what we're doing. And they're really behind the causes. We're very cause-based, sex trafficking, bullying, foster care, homelessness, hunger, diseases like cancer and diabetes. Anything we can do to help, we're helping veterans. We just got back from the Veterans Associations of North County, which houses thousands of other veterans organizations. And so we're trying to do our part. We have, and if anybody wants to, you know, meet any of our influencers or you know, get involved, I do a live stream, a lot of live streams on my Facebook, which is facebook.com/ezuli. You can follow that page. And people like Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and, you know, many, many, many other amazing influencers are always there supporting. There's always something fun that we're doing. And so we have what's called the Easy Way Family and the Easy Way Wall of Fame, which, you know, Don... we'll be putting you on there pretty soon.
We're excited.
Yeah.
Eric, I just want to help you with people that would need, and I hear it in their heart, in their voice, and say, I need a good branding and marketing expert. And I had that talk with somebody last night, Danielle, and she's a flight attendant for American Airlines. And she's like, you know, I really want to do this. And I said, well, I'll connect you. I need a free buddy pass one day.
But you know what I was thinking?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, sweetie. I was going to say, while you were talking, I was thinking about, we need to hook you up with Carrie Brown. She is awesome, and she has this big anti-bullying program that she's working. And you guys may be in the same area. I will confirm that after I talk with her. But you guys really need to hook up, because she is really into. She has an award. In fact, she's presenting Dawn with an award in September, which we are really excited about, in Vegas.
I remember you guys telling me that. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. So that, we're going to try to hook you guys up together, because I think that between her organization and Easy Way Fam, I think it would be just an awesome situation with you guys together.
Well, I don't like to toot my own horn, but a couple case studies, you know, we have a magazine that we're working with, Influential People Magazine. I'm the cover, but they're also kind of a client of ours. And they had, you know, 5,000 something readers, subscribers, and within less than a month of getting with Easy Way, they have 10,000 now.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know? That is.
We have Patty Godfrey Stadler, who's one of our members, and she just got $5,000. She was paid to write a book for a client.
Wow.
You know, obviously, you know, Jared Jesse met you guys and she got on radio. And so, like, within the community, it's a really self-sustaining promotional program that works, because it's all real people with real hearts.
Right.
You know, and I don't even know anymore. I just have my Easeway family that will come to me and say, "Wow, I met this person," or "Wow, this happened," or "What do you think of this?" And we're associated with so many events. It's a self-sustaining lead generation company, is what it really is. And along with PR and social media and TV and radio, magazines, blogging, all that stuff. But it's the lead generation, and then it's the consulting on how to leverage the lead generation, how to position the lead generation, how to close the lead generation. You know,
right.
and a lot of times people don't know how to do it, and they want to learn it, and they think that they know, but it's a digital age now. It's
right.
Not what it used to be.
Right.
And like my dad says, I'm kind of like the skeleton key between online and TV broadcast. You know, I'm the top of the totem pole when it comes to technology, social media, and OTT, and you know, I've been doing that for a really long time. So these businesses just really don't understand the database capturing of if you have a bot and how that bot can do all the work for you, you know, versus paying a bunch of staff. I mean, you could save so much money with electronics and technology. You know, I just kind of show that to people, and you know, at the same time, I'm a host just like you guys. I have a show, but you know, our show is nationally syndicated and distributed, and you know, you can catch us on Vince Vaughn's mom's television network. If you go to Women on TV on Roku, you'll see us on there. You'll see us on Apple TV. And recently, I mean, I feel like I'm speaking right now. Who's heard of Dick Clark?
Of course. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Who's heard of Jack Valenti?
Of course.
No, I'm not going to say of course. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, Jack Valenti owns the...
Oh, I thought you said Jack Vanippi. That's a Christian.
No. Yeah, Jack Valenti is the guy that owns, like, the biggest motion picture company that Dick Clark and all those guys are, a part of. And he's like the man of the man of the men of the men. Like, he owns it all.
Okay.
And so basically, there's a gentleman named Olympia. He does the Olympia Awards and the Family Film Awards and things like that, and he's kind of kept the Dick Clark legacy going. He was just with Dick Clark's wife the other day, and I just met with him. I'm actually holding his book in my hand right now. He's a published author, and he's with Dick Clark. He's with Jack Valenti and these guys. He's right there in the middle of them. And so there's a big award show coming up on September 27th, and so he wanted to have a meeting with me. So he drove 2.5 hours to come meet with me.
Wow.
In Orange County, and he tells me, like, I love what you're doing with your daddy. Yeah, I love what you're doing with your dad. Like, I love what you represent for family. And so he has the Family Film Awards, which has been around for a really long time. So he asked me to create an award, and so I created the Parent Appreciation Award, and I'm honored to honor my dad. You know, out of everybody I can possibly think of.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, so I want my dad to kind of set the bar for fathers, for parents in general. And, you know, it's going to be a pretty spectacular, you know, award show. And And then we got the August 23rd coming up as well, the Creative Supernova. I hope you ladies will be there. Creative Supernova is a big event at the Sheraton Hotel in Los Angeles. 3-day event.
Road trip.
Yeah. No. We could sail out there in our sailboat, yeah. Eric.
She can sail. I'm flying. That's it.
find some pixie dust and think happy thoughts. You'll get there.
I know. That's true.
So it's me speaking. It's the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation speaking. I helped book him on that. Laura Langmire and all these amazing speakers. But it's not just speaking. It's not just business. It's also entertainment. They're going to have DJ battles. They're going to have comedians. They're going to have, like, all this other cool stuff. And I think it's really going to be a game changer for the speaking world, which is what I want to do, entrepreneurtainment, you know. And so I'm kind of excited about that one. That's going to be fun. We got September 7th, 120-foot yacht. I'll be speaking at a bunch of events. So if anybody's interested in any of this stuff I've said, you can text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, WAY, to the number 55678. And really, a lot of this is going to be in Influential People magazine. So we have all these fun tools and all these fun events and all these fun things that we do. And so come do it the Easy Way. You know, join the Easy Way family. We're always looking to expand. We're always looking to bring good heartpreneurs into the picture. And yay. I would tell people We're growing a garden. We're plucking the weeds, killing the snakes, and shooting the gophers.
Love it. And I have a reporter out there. I'm going to send you my Spanish reporter, and she wants to hook up with you and interview you and sit down with you, Eric. I know it's 7:32, and I want to thank Eric for calling in.
Thank you, Eric. Yay.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. And Godspeed ahead, Eric. Godspeed ahead. All right, that was Eric Zuli with EasyWay.com. Check it out, from Dear Jesse, CoachTheWorld.com.
He does big things.
Big things.
And don't forget, you can text Eric at 55678 to join the Easy Way fam.
Thank you very much, yes. And that helps. Now, we're going to go to some of the interviews that people are waiting on.
I just want to put this out there. Eric, if you want a sports talk show, you know who to call.
No, we'll hook you up with Eric. Yeah. You got to join the Easy family.
I think you'd like it.
Yes.
Text. I think you would.
You have to text 55678.
55678.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Awesome. All right. So we're going to go to our VH2 commercial and come back with Gina Nolan's interview and a couple that I did. And we're going to come back and we have another interview that Denise did. And we have some more call-ins shortly. Yep. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
And this is Niecy P.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. In collaboration with VH2 Network, we are always looking for entertaining ideas and larger-than-life personalities that will become the next great television series. If you have an idea for TV or show or special, let us know. If you know an amazing character doing exceptional things, let us know that too. If you've been turned away from other networks, we would like to work with you. VH, welcome home. Your search is over. I'm Dawn Reese. Call 727-871-7788 and go to www.vh2.tv.
EasyWayNetwork.com. Again,
EasyWayNetwork.com.
There you go.
Sorry, Eric.
There you go. So if you need that, call the phone line, 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. You're listening to Hollywood Connections on Friday night.
That's right.
Friday nights.
And who do we have next? I know we have more interviews.
Yeah.
We got Tony Clark on. Do you want to go to him?
Yes. Oh,
wanna...
Tony's on.
We have a few minutes with Tony. Yes. Hi. Okay. Welcome, Tony.
Tony, are you there? Tony?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that, man. I'm in the middle of a show and everything. I was like, oh, my God.
Where are you performing?
Tonight we're at SeaHag Seminole.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like fun.
It is, man. We got a packed house out here. And when I ran away from the board for a minute, they looked around and said, well, how long are you going to be gone? I said, just a couple of songs.
Okay.
Man, they started looking at me funny. I'm down the hall trying to hear. I said, oh, let me go back, and I have to just text them or something and say something to them, let them know that I will try my best to call back.
Okay, you are awesome.
So real quick, I know we have so much happening. We have more interviews. And
more.
Tony's going to be a part of the show as well. So, Tony, give you some information that you're going to be bringing to the table.
Well, my show and my segment of the show is going to be about the music. I'm trying to connect with local entertainment, venues, and stuff like that to bring some more excitement to the Tampa Bay area. My show is about all things music and musically inclined, everything that we want to know about some of the local artists, and even to bring some of the national artists that visit our area all the time. They're here working, and so I plan to, you know, maybe what do they call that? Like a video drive by or something.
That's cute. That is so cute. Know?
Yeah. So that's what I want to do. That's what I'm inspired to do, and that's what's coming your way. Just remember, Groove Hub Video Magazine. That's Groove Hub Video Magazine. I ain't married to the name yet, so if you got some other ideas, let me know. All right.
Oh, you just opened the door for so many things there, a second. You just opened that door. Well, we are Hollywood Connections is planning to get together with Groove Hub Nation and also NECP Entertainment. We are anticipating maybe doing some type of talent search.
Yes.
Hopefully,
talent.
Right now we have a tentative date of sometime in February, but that is not etched in stone. And so we're looking for big things and to help out some really great artists that are here locally and that are also nationally, as Tony just said a few minutes ago.
Right, and also... On next Thursday, we're having an audition in Palm Harbor over at EJ's Place for actors, models, singers to be on the show. And we have a SIG agent, so hopefully you'll be there with us, Tony. And
yes.
We want to welcome you to the show, and we're excited to bring Hollywood Connections with you.
I am so excited. Can't wait to get started, Dawn. I look forward to you and NECP to help me along, and we're going to make this thing
dream. I love it.
And he's going to be helping us promote the show and helping sell airtimes, and we're so excited.
Yes.
What a blessing that is. If you'd like to help sell airtime, you can call me after the show, 727-871-7788. So in the meantime, Tony, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great show at, where are you at?
The Sea Hags.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see some real wonderful singers right here, we're at Sea Hags on Seminole Boulevard and Park.
You're going to have to bring some of those talents with you, right, when our show, you know that, right?
I'm trying to get you girls up here, and maybe we could do some karaoke. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, you don't want me singing karaoke. No, I will chase everybody out of the place. So, but we can come and watch. It's a good thing. We'll come and watch.
Hey, you guys take it easy, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay,
thanks, Tony.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Our new power team member to Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
We just want to introduce him.
Yes.
That's because of you.
Well, Tony is just, like, he's just this ball of energy, you know? And I first met him at a music networking event that he had for musicians, which I also met a young lady by the name of Edie Darling. And I think we're going into a commercial right now, but when we're done with that, I'll tell you about Edie.
Yes, and we're going to come back. I know I have to play the Gina Lee Nolan and some other things from Shark Con. They've been waiting for that as well.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. Enjoy some of these interviews. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
and Peter's making faces at us
right now, so that's why
we're laughing.
I send him a whole. See, I send everything in a whole list, and I even have shout-outs from my beauty queen reporters, and we have one calling in shortly.
He's got
thumbs up.
So that's good.
It's good. All right, we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Donna Reese. Hey, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, and four other stations, and our VH2 TV network family in Atlanta on cable, as well as our Life Vision Christian TV in Orlando. I am so honored and blessed to be here with Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch, as you all know her, and she's an amazing woman. And what is she up to now? Let's find out.
Hi. First of all, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
It's a pleasure. Oh, thanks. So I'm here signing for Sharknado and, of course, Baywatch. I feel really blessed because there's so many fans of each show, and I always wind up doing these iconic-type shows. So it brings in a lot of great people. So we've had fun.
That's amazing. You're also a mom.
Yes, wow. I have three kids.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they in the business as well?
No, they're not, thankfully. My 21-year-old is into music, so he's traveled the world doing that, and so
what kind of music, can I ask?
He's doing like DJ house music.
Okay.
So he's lived in London for 2 years, and he was in Paris, and so he's just super, super talented. Yeah.
We play music on our show too.
Wonderful. Everyone loves music.
I know. Well, you are here also promoting a book that you believe in, and I didn't know about this with thyroid, you were saying, and so people out there wondering what's going on with me, you have an answer because you have written about it, and you've got a book.
I do. It's called Beautiful Inside and Out, and I have a copy here that I've been hiding behind my back. But no, it's really a labor of love. I was diagnosed in 2009 with Hashimoto's disease, and not a lot of people talk about it or really know, you know, what it is.
Right.
And that was like me. I started a page on Facebook called Thyroid Sexy.
How did you know what happened? The symptoms. That's what I'm trying to think of.
I mean, weight gain and just not feeling well. Like everything, just nothing really came out right. You know, I was cold, I was hot, I was just not feeling well. So I finally went in and I was diagnosed, but I wanted that support. I wanted other women to talk to and men, whomever, who felt the things I was feeling. So I finally teamed up with Mary Shoman, a New York Times bestseller, times 10, and I wrote this book to shed light and to really create awareness and help women who are suffering with this disease and men. I've met so many men, I have to say, here that have come up to me about thyroid disease more than even so much as the shows that I've done.
Right.
So that just warms my heart.
Well, I know Bill Apkar, one of my friends yesterday, was here with the Disabled Veterans Program, and I didn't know he had it also. He was a great video that he did with you, by the way. Good job, Bill. I'd like to help sell your book on my show.
Oh, seriously. Wonderful. Yes.
We have different celebrity books and what we're doing.
Oh, that's great.
And
yeah.
So we got the book. And sure. Then also, I want to tell everybody, hi, Kathleen Bradley.
Oh, well, I don't know if you have the picture that you need for the book. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. I want to.
That's okay.
So,
we're good.
Yes, we know someone.
Yes.
In common, we have a very, very, a spectacular woman.
Yes.
And her name is Kathleen Bradley. And the first job I had in the industry that I accidentally got was The Price is Right with Bob Barker.
Yes.
So I was the rookie, the young 22-year-old girl that came in.
Right.
And she just took such good care of me.
That's amazing, because she's been on my show so many times. And back when I was a young reporter, I just have to add this, Kathleen, she came on my show when I just got out of college. And so she's always been on the show every couple months. So.
Oh, that's had cool. No idea. That's great. Like Holly Hallstrom and, they were all wonderful. And the show goes on to be just so successful, and I'm so happy for all of them.
And you are an amazing woman. You're doing seminars maybe coming up with what you're doing and speaking. And now a lot of people want to know, does Gina Lee Nolan read her Twitter, her Facebook? I know there's sometimes other people that put up things. Do you ever answer back on one of them?
I do. I try to, if there's anything that's not, in my best interest, I just kind of like keep scrolling, but I do. I'm on Instagram at Gina Lee Nolan, and then Twitter, of course, at Gina Lee Nolan.
Okay.
So, so absolutely. And go to, if you are struggling with thyroid disease, go onto Facebook and go check out Thyroid Sexy. We have over 150,000.
So isn't that impressive? Baywatch babe,
Yeah.
And she was so sweet. And we have more of these interviews coming up on more shows.
Got 9 days away until I believe Sharknado 5 is revealed on Sci-Fi.
Oh.
Exactly.
You interviewed Ian Ziering.
Yes.
Ian Ziering. Did you want to play that also?
Well, that's going to be, we'll have to keep suspense. We could
it's
do that.
It's only 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We'll do it.
All right. Well, let's do it then. Here we go.
He wants that.
Yes.
I can tell.
Beverly Hills 90210 and, of course, star of Sharknado.
Oh,
here you go.
He knows all
I know
of this.
He does.
He knows all of this.
Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM and 4 other stations and 2 TV networks in Atlanta and Life Vision Christian TV in Orlando. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. And you are the famous and starring Sharknado.
Hi. I'm Ian Ziering. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So you are excited about this film coming out?
Yeah, August 19th, Sharknado 6.
Wow.
It's going to be on the Sci-Fi Network Sunday night. This will be the final in the series.
Right.
And it's, if you thought the other Sharknados were ridiculous, tune in on the 19th.
A lot of people want to know if you read your Twitter, your Facegram, your Insta account, anything, or does somebody else read it?
No, I do. It's at Ian Ziering on social.
Okay.
And I'm always posting, whether it's pictures of my family or businesses that I'm involved in or the entertainment industry. I try to be as engaging as I can with people that are reaching out to me on Instagram or Twitter.
Now, you have a family, and I know because I'm very family-oriented, I'm a Christian as well. And how do you balance your family and show business? What comes first?
Oh, family's first. Family is always first. My wife and children are my wife for everything. But other than that, you know, it's tough to balance it, and you can't always balance it. It's a sacrifice you have to make as a father. Sometimes it takes me away from them, but, you know, this is my job. I'm the provider. My wife does social media marketing at Aaron Ziering, but...
What would you like to say to your wife on camera, and what also makes a working relationship in show business and the stronghold in your relationship in your marriage?
I think romance. Romance is really important. Candlelight dinners, dancing cheek to cheek. I go out Fridays. My wife goes out Saturdays. Good night!
You never know. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be back. Thank you. Okay, so...
Good stuff.
Thank you. That is cool.
He's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that movie is not like the greatest acting of all time. It's not. But if you want to have fun, you want to sit down and just laugh at something that's really silly, watch the Sharknado movie. Honestly, just watch it. Watch a couple of them. You'll just get a kick out of it. You really will.
Well, we want to thank Carrie Gorman. She's actually from Michigan. We have an author
Carrie.
She interviewed. And let's play her interview before she comes on. And her interview was with an author, and she's out doing a lot. She just won the Lifetime Award for the pageant, the Miss World Tourism pageant.
Here we go.
Here, we'll be right back with Carrie.
Carrie. I am part of the VH2 Network and Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections, coming to you live from Sault Ste. Marie, where we are celebrating 350 years. I am hoping to bring you lots of interviews and travel segments here in Sault Ste. Marie so that you can learn a lot about the best place in Michigan. This is Carrie O'Gorman, and I am back here at the Island Books and Crafts in downtown Sault Ste. Marie, and I have found another young author that is going to explain a little bit about her new book that she has out. And if you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sure, my name is Amy Kelso. That's spelled K-L-C-O, which is kind of a different name, but kind of fun.
It's unique.
Yeah.
It's unique. Now, where can people reach you on your social media?
They can find me at Amy Kelso Authors page on Facebook. I also have my own webpage. It's enchantmentpress.com, which is the name of my publishing company.
Okay. Now, how long have you been writing?
I first decided I want to be a writer back when I was in fourth grade, so when I was like 8 years old. There was a writing contest at school. My book won second place, and from then on, I decided I want to be a writer, so I've been doing it ever since.
Nice. Now, sorry about the motorcycle going by. Hopefully you didn't pick that up. That is one of the cons about doing interviews outside, but
yes.
It's so beautiful out here, and there's so many people walking by enjoying our Ashman Street and the beautiful things that we have to offer for the sidewalk sales today. And we're celebrating our 350th anniversary, so there are a lot of people in town. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Sure. The book I wrote, it's called Yana, which stands for You Are Not Alone. It's a book about a student in high school who's dealing with bullying and depression and some suicidal thoughts. His teacher reaches out and tries to help him. And so it's actually written from the standpoint of the boy and the teacher kind of writing back and forth to each other, telling about their own lives, and then we see how they intertwine. And eventually they realize that they are not alone. The book was written from my own experiences as a teacher. I've been a teacher for 14 years, so it has some things in my own life as a teacher, some things in my own life as a student, and then a lot from what I've seen from the teachers from the students that I've had. And it is written at a level to be read middle school or high school. It can be read to a middle school student or by a middle school student. The good thing is it really kind of deals with, if you are a student who's feeling like you're alone, it helps you feel like you're not anymore. And if you have, you know, let's say you're a middle school student who has a friend who's having trouble, it helps you know how to deal with them and what to say and how to make them feel better as well. And it's just great for opening those conversations too.
Nice. And that's something that this town really needs, because we do have a lot of, unfortunately, suicidal teenagers that if there was people out there to help them, that we could maybe put an end to that. Now, how can people purchase your book?
Again, you can purchase it at my website at enchantmentpress.com. You can get it here at Island Books. They carry it here. It's also available on Amazon.
Okay. So... This is Carrie Cereal Berman, your world's Miss Tourism Lifetime Queen, reporting live for VH2 Network and the Don Reese Show on Hollywood Connections here in downtown Sault Ste. Marie.
I love that motorcycle.
Wow, that's
That was cool. It's Carrie there. Hi, Carrie. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Carrie.
Great interview.
And let's not forget Peter.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, Carrie, we just want to congratulate you. You won the Lifetime Award title. For is that the
Miss
right?
Miss World Tourism. Is that right?
Yes. My new title is now World's Miss Tourism Lifetime Queen.
Wow. Hey,
and
did you
I
get
am
hey,
very
Carrie?
Honored.
Carrie, did you get a crown and everything?
I did.
Oh, you have to send us pictures.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Yeah. Stunning.
Sending pictures, Carrie.
And also,
I will.
Also, if everyone wants to enter, MissTourismPageant.com, you can go to Nashville. And Carrie, guess what? You're going to have to come down and help me because I am going to run a state event for Florida in December.
Are you?
I am.
Nancy is running one here in Michigan.
At the same time?
November 3rd.
Okay.
And I am going down to help her, and I get to MC it.
Super cool.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, then you just slide down here through Florida for the December one.
Yeah, you just help me out. Yeah. I'm looking for girls all ages to go with me to Nashville. It's super fun. Also, I have to give a shout out real quick on one of our sponsors here because I get to go to work out, but I haven't worked out over there because I've been on my treadmill.
Must be home. Curves.
You do. Curves at 1701 Drew Street, Suite 4 in Clearwater. We want to thank Sandy over there for letting me come over and work out. And,
thank you, Sandy.
Shout out to you. Hold on a second with Carrie. I know we have to play Edie's interview real quick.
We have Edie's interview.
And
then I'll tell you guys about Edie. She is so awesome.
I know. And also, we want to tell you about the 16th coming up, Palm Harbor. We've got that going.
Yes.
And if you're interested in cruising, make sure you go to my Facebook, like and share, please. Like and share.
Yes.
Dawn Reese, you can't miss me. I'm sitting actually with Richard Dreyfuss. That's my picture, Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay.
Next to me.
Okay.
So,
in a beach chair.
Yes.
Yeah. On a yacht. In the beach chair on the boat. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
I know. That would be fun.
Yeah.
And so I know we'll be back next Friday, and we'll be here at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, if anyone wants us to go longer, we need commercial spots.
Yes.
We need more reporters, and we need more airtime so Peter can stay with us.
And you guys can come and do commercials and all that good stuff, you know. And so we'll promote you, and you promote us, and we'll all be one big happy family.
Exactly. And Jeremiah Knight, we want to shout out. I'm looking at Facebook, some of the people that are saying hello.
Oh, he is just awesome. He's all over the place.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. And Lynn, our reporter, she's going to go interview the Dolphin Tail over there, and she's going to go on the Tropics Boat Tour.
Ooh.
So that was good. And a shout out to...
have fun. Lynn.
Shout out to that. And also Splash Harbor Water Park. I had a blast yesterday with my son.
Okay.
So these are some fun things still to do in the summer here as we are here in Clearwater Beach, Florida. And we'll be right back. This is Denise. Now tell us,
Edie is doing, darling. She is doing a 3 is enough on the porch conversation with Edie tomorrow.
That's right.
And so I'll give you guys some more info.
That's it.
We are here with Miss Edie Darling. I met her at the Entertainment Network. I am having such a hard time saying that word today. So, Miss Edie, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am Edie Darling.
I need you to look at the camera so everybody will recognize you.
I am Edie Darling, and I am a motivational speaker here locally in Pinellas County, born and raised in the schoolyard of St. Petersburg, but doing a whole lot in the community. So, that's a little bit about me, Niecy.
Okay. So, you have an event yourself coming up.
I do.
I understand you're a minister.
I am.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a chaplain, a whole bunch of things.
Okay. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your event.
Okay, so it is a women's conference.
Okay.
Pre-registration is required.
Okay.
We're going to be keynoting some speakers. We have Pastor Karen Hansen. We have Cara Dixon Talaferro, who is a licensed mental health counselor. And we have Audrey Mabry, who is going to be our keynote speaker. It's on August the 11th. It's at Countryside Christian Church in Clearwater. I believe the address is 1850 McMullen Booth Road, Clearwater, Florida. Registration is required. You go on Eventbrite, look up Edie Darling, 3 is enough, or just 3 is enough. go on, register, and it's free. Oh, my goodness. Did I say it's free?
God. Yeah, it's free. I love that. Don't you guys love that? Okay, so tell us what time it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it is from 8 to 12.
Okay.
But registration is from 7:30 to 8 because we're going to be doing like a little continental breakfast.
Okay.
So during that time of registration, you'll have like a little continental breakfast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have a specific name for this event?
Yes. It's called On the Porch Conversation with Edie Darling.
Oh, my goodness. How did you come up with that name?
The name of the conference or the three is enough?
The name of the conference. I think that's so cool.
Well, you know what? I have done other women's conferences, and normally it's like up close and personal conversation with me. But this was just one of those things that I wanted to kind of do something a little bit different.
Okay.
And so it was what's so important about that old time, getting on the porch and having that conversation with the family, and you just laying it all out.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing as women.
All right.
We are laying it all out and releasing it so we can start anew. We have in that second half of the year, we got to go.
Right.
So it's kind of getting motivated.
This is so cool.
I know.
Okay, so this has been ECP with Miss Edie Darling. Tell me again where the registration is. So,
Because I want
to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You can go. Actually, you can find me on my Facebook page, which is Edie Darling, E-D-I-E, Darling, D-A-R-L-I-N-G.
All right now.
Three is enough. And you can go on and register that way or go to Eventbrite, www.eventbrite.com, and all you do is search for Three is Enough.
I am so excited.
I'm excited,
thank you
too.
Also, too, that was amazing. I know we have 3 minutes, and he's going to play one more thing. Before we go, I have a GoFundMe on my Facebook I'll be putting on tonight for somebody that's trying to cross country. They're leaving their new life here.
Okay.
If anybody can help, $5 something, and I'll be posting that on my Facebook, Dawn Reese, and Twitter and Instagram. Peter, we want to thank you. Denise?
Yay.
Yes.
Show up tomorrow at Edie's event. It starts at 8 a.m. I'll be there. We'll just network together.
And I think we're going to end with the ending of Sharknado, another interview.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. One of my favorites.
And tell everybody who that is,
Peter. Cassie Scirbo.
Of course.
Yes. And I'm trying to think of what character she plays. But here we go.
Okay.
And so you can watch us in Atlanta and Orlando on TV as well with our Roku channel and cable. So I am here. I'm doing some amazing interviews. And you are?
Hi there. I'm Cassie Scirbo.
And Kathy, what are you most known for?
Well, I would say at the moment, being that we're at SharkCon, I'm going to say our Sharknado movie, movies. Right. We're on our sixth, comes out August 19th.
Right.
And I play Nova Clark. A really, really fun character and such a fun project. So.
Do you remember how you got the audition and what you had to do?
Well, actually, for this specific project, it was a straight offer.
Okay.
So I had 24 hours to give a response, and I got to page 3, and it was so ridiculous. I was like, yes. This is so crazy. I can't say no. I was on a show, TV show called Make It or Break It for about 4 years, an ABC Family prior, and I was on hiatus, and I was like, this will be fun. You know, I play a teenage gymnast, so to be able to play a little bit older of a character and a run around, you know,
There's so much more to this interview. It's so cool how she started.
Yeah, we'll play it next week. That's Nova, by the way.
You guys, I wish I had a camera where I could, if I could take a picture of Peter. He has just got this big smile from ear to ear. He loves it.
She wants to come on the show.
Please let her. She's so attractive. I'm such a fan.
Well, we want to thank, you know, Patsy with Joy on Paper. She's listening. And there's some authors that Carrie interviewed. So I want to send them over to Patsy's show as well.
Okay.
Because that's what her show is all about, books and writers and everything on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. And we also have to give Peter his shout out. Come on. Tell us about your show. Hurry up.
Yes, absolutely. Tune in to the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6. It's the Sports Web. We give you our own walk of music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. On the Tan Talk Sports Network, I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I think that's about it. Denise, any other last words that you have or anything, shout-outs?
You know what? This is going to be really interesting. You guys remember we're changing our shows to Fridays instead of Mondays, so you guys remember that. We're doing this for our little babies, so we want to get them to come out and be reporters and take classes, and we are going to do everything that we can to make them successful in the next school year.
Right. Remember Tampa Bay Film Society on the 21st, SSF Film with M. Johnny. We're going to run his commercial soon. And, oh, my gosh, we have film directors. Actors, if you're watching and listening, I know you are, you want to do another live casting here, we are ready.
Oh,
that was
God, that'll
so cool.
be really fun, you guys. Really, really fun.
I know. And remember, you want to go to cruising, you want to cruise, call me, 727-871-7788. I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship, and I will help you book your cruise.
Yay.
Bye, everybody. Good night. Remember,
bye, everybody.
Give God all the glory and honor and watch things happen in your lives.